We have many other things that the president needs to pay attention to as well. One of those happens to be his own party. Dr. Stembete is a senior lecturer in the Department of Political Sciences at the University of Pretoria. It's going to help us understand a little bit about the decision made by the ANC-NEC to reinstate Florence Radilani and Treasurer General Danny Msiza, who happened to be reinstated within the ANC-NEC, within the Limpopo structures. How is this even allowed after they were already named as part of the VBS scandals TC Awa Motau, the advocate, actually had found in the investigation into the 2 billion rand plus that was stolen? Tear joins me shortly.
Join the lockdown conversation now on Cape Talk.
Okay, Dr. Mbete, welcome back to Breakfast. How are you morning. This morning?
I'm well, thank you. And, you know, can I just balance your optimism? I don't think that I'm going to help you understand this decision any more than you understand it now.
Lord, alrighty. Okay, so we heard from Ace Magashule. It's good to see him. One is always concerned when he disappears for too long. Secretary General of the ANC gave us the outcomes of the ANC-NEC meeting. Talk to us about the justification given for reinstating these two Limpopo operatives.
So the justification that's been given is that after 2 years, they were suspended in December 2018. And so the justification that's been given is that they haven't been charged for anything in that time. And so there is no justification then for continuing their suspension. They'll be able to resume their responsibilities to join the provincial leadership of the party again. And the reason is that basically they are still considered innocent because no one has charged them for anything. They were just mentioned in a report. And so, yeah, there's no real reason to keep them on suspension.
So, I mean, I think we can all agree that the wheels of justice turn incredibly slowly and that this is an investigation that's underway. We saw people already beginning to be charged last week with respect to the VBS scandal. Is the suggestion that because their names didn't come up in that particular charge sheet, that that's how they can resume their duties?
Well, it's not entirely clear what the whether or not that was the basis that because they're not on that charge sheet, they should be they should be reinstated. Look, this conversation has been going on for some time. We know that Florence Radilani was put on Limpopo's list for the provincial legislature last year, and she was sworn in as an MPL. And so they have. Has been an ongoing conversation about reinstating these people to their duties because these two are Msiza and Radilani are considered to be important leaders in Limpopo and really important for campaigning and for other purposes. And so there's been an ongoing conversation about this. We do know also that the Limpopo provincial secretary Soviet Lekganyane was very opposed to this decision and it seems as though from reports that are coming from the meeting that the president also was opposed. Cyril Ramaphosa was also not in favor of this decision. Mm-hmm. And actually what Ramaphosa had said is that what the provincial party leadership needs to do is to go back to branches and get branch agreement on what the way forward should be. But that clearly is not how things have transpired. So he's clearly been overruled as far as this decision by the NEC is concerned. The majority on the NEC decided that they should be reinstated to their positions. And so, yes, so that seems to be what is going to happen.
There's a bigger story here then, Steer, with respect to the power within the ANC-NEC and which way it leans with respect to accountability for corruption. We may find that these two individuals were not charged, that they may not have been linked to the theft of the VBS monies, but they were in very powerful positions and it happened under their noses, which is a different reason that they shouldn't be in power.
Well,
so the lowest common denominator approach to leadership is a bit disturbing.
Certainly. And look, and both of the individuals concerned are implicated quite directly in the VBS report. So Danim Siza, who's named directly in Terry Mutau's report and has basically was described by Terry Mutau as the kingpin in the so-called commission agent scheme. And that's a direct quote. And basically by this is that he was the one who was facilitating the engagement with municipalities in Limpopo to get those municipalities to deposit money into VBS, and that is the money that then was stolen, and then with the with Florence Zilani, she was the mayor of Bembe Municipality.
That's right.
And she is mentioned by a WhatsApp that said, and I quote, "The mayor of Bembe is crying. She says that we must give her and her speaker a Christmas because they're the ones who are making sure we keep that money for 6 months. We gave her 300K and she cried and said we gave her juniors 1.5 million and we only gave her 300K. So we said we would consult with you to sort her out Friday morning." And it does seem indeed from the rest of the report that she did get her Christmas. And so these are people who are directly implicated in the stealing of municipal funds. And, you know, one of the latest indictments, one of the latest people that have been arrested in the VBS, in connection to the VBS scandal, is a former CFO of the Nerafong local municipality, Matthijs Vinicus, in relation to the VBS heist and what he did to facilitate putting municipal money in VBS. And so it seems as though those, the arrests of people who are going to be arrested in terms of breaking the Municipal Finance Act,
yes,
that is ongoing, right? And that's certainly one of the things that Florence Artelin certainly could be indicted for. And so this is still an ongoing, you know, investigation story. And so that the ANC would have wanted to now reinstate these two people who are directly spoken about and mentioned and implicated in the report is completely bizarre.
It's also very telling of what we're dealing with at this party.
Indeed.
All right. Dr. Stembete, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for that insight. She is the senior lecturer in the Department of Political Sciences at the University of Pretoria.